just enough. It's gonna get uncomfortable. It's gonna get crazy. It's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Joe and Alex Show, how you doing? Tuesday, December 11th, 2018. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show. The number to call in to 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539.
Actually, we have to make a phone call.
Who are you calling?
We got to call Liv the Web Girl because she's not here.
Yeah, I don't know. Here's what I'm assuming. I'm assuming that she's actually slept in, but I don't know. Let's see. Got the phone on. See if it starts ringing this morning.
We need to call her and see where she is. I feel like she's probably sleeping in by accident. I think she overslept.
Yeah, but how many times can you accidentally sleep in or be late?
This local call now requires an area code plus a 7-digit.
All right, you got to get an area code. Yeah, this is as bad as her not being here. I don't know. I'm hoping that she only has one alarm and just that was her phone and her phone died.
I think
I'm hoping she's okay.
I think her phone's dead because she's not responding. Usually she'll at least wake up to our text message.
Yeah, I know. Like usually like we're her actual alarm clock. Let's see.
Hi, this is Olivia Karras and I'm unable to answer your call right now. But please leave a message.
Leave a message.
The number and I'll give you a call right back. Thank you.
The mailbox is full and cannot accept any messages.
Are you kidding me?
This is such a millennial thing to have a full mailbox for voicemails. That's such a millennial thing.
No, that's not a millennial thing.
Yeah, it is because they never check
them. I'm a millennial. It's just like pure laziness.
Oh, I am too. But I mean, Liv is almost Z generation.
Yeah, millennials definitely don't check voicemails. That's been my thing for a while. And by the way, her phone went straight to voicemail, so it's 100% dead.
All right, do we have Jewel Daddy's number, her boyfriend?
I do. I don't.
Darn it, no, I definitely don't.
No, she'll just, you know what, if she might miss the show today. She might be missing the show.
Should we take bets on, like, how long, until what time she comes in?
She'll probably naturally wake up in, like, an hour.
You think an hour?
Yeah. And then she'll be like, oh my gosh, and then she'll come in real late. She'll come in when the show's almost over.
We'll just tell her to stay home. We'll tell her
to
stay home, yeah.
Why? Because you're mad about it?
Yeah, you should be here on time.
Oh my gosh.
Not that hard.
I say she'll show up. Ooh, morning traffic,
it's
though. I don't know
accident.
What that's like around here.
It was an accident. You're going to tell her not to come in at all?
No, she'll just, I guarantee, she'll show up right around 7:35.
Yeah, I mean, no. Here's the thing. There's no accident without, like, not setting your alarm and not having a backup plan, especially when it's been talked about for 2 years. So, no, it's not an accident.
Joe is salty about this.
It's just respect for, you know, the common thing. That's all.
Oh, man.
And it's just basic, like, we have one job, and that's to talk and be here.
Oh, my gosh. I don't think it's that big of a deal.
Of course you don't.
Because I think it's funny. Because you make it into a bit on the show, the fact that she's sleeping in and
but
we keep calling
boring.
Her throughout the show. No, it's not boring.
Yes, it is. There's people that have jobs to do. Well,
I'm in the middle about it.
I disagree with you. It's funny to talk about it, but it's not funny when people got work to do.
Yeah, I see.
Well, yes. Way to rain on the parade.
Well, I'll step it up.
Which ones again? This all goes back to Liv. It's her fault. So you should be mad at Liv right now.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyways, Pork Chop, I hear things are getting better in your car accident world.
Oh, yeah. I got my police report.
Okay.
So I'm going to call the ladies' insurance today. And, you know, start working on getting that fixed.
All right, good.
You know what we should do? We should call the police and have them do a welfare check on her.
We got to wait like another 24 hours, don't we? Or that's missing person. God, please don't be missing Liv. Just be sleeping.
Is there a police officer listening that lives in the area that Liv does that would be willing to do a welfare check? Like, if you don't have anything else going on, that's important.
If it's
you know?
A slow morning, 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. So what do you think, as we wrap it up this morning, what do you think her excuse will be?
Like, oh, she's going to say that her phone died in the middle of the night. She forgot to charge it or something, and so that's why her alarm didn't go off. Because if we're calling her and it's going straight to voicemail, it's obviously off. But she would never turn it off like that on purpose, obviously, because she has to wake up.
But I'm saying, like, was she working a second job yesterday or what?
Was yesterday Monday?
Yes.
Yeah, yesterday she had her daycare thing from, like, 5 to 8.
All right, well, we're going to get her fired from there because this is unacceptable.
That has nothing to do with this.
If she was tired from the other job,
she's
going
to be tired at night no matter what.
No matter what, we all have to
wake up early. We're always all tired at the end
of the day. I ain't got time for that.
Doesn't Joe sound like a joy to work with? Just so understanding.
Listen, you try working with Alex and Liv and you see how joyful you are. What's coming up in the garbage?
You won't believe who almost starred in A Star Is Born instead of Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga. And this singer says that he is the new king of R&B, which has a lot of artists upset.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
J-Lo revealed that her and Will Smith almost did A Star Is Born together, but that ultimately, she thinks Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga were the right choices.
I'm really proud of Bradley, one, for directing his first film and doing it. You know, we're friends, and watching Gaga kind of, you know, do her thing in the movie. It's just great. It was perfect and happened just like this movie. Everything happens in its own divine timing.
After seeing the movie A Star Is Born, I could not imagine Jennifer Lopez.
That is the weirdest thing ever. Will Smith and her?
Yeah.
So weird.
He's like, I need you to get jiggy with it.
I love knowing, though, like, who almost was could have in been some that of your lead favorite role. Movies. Yeah. Kevin Hart's abrupt departure as Oscars host has left the Academy of Motion Pictures Arts and Sciences scrambling to find someone to take that gig. The Academy was blindsided by Hart's announced departure Thursday night. The Board of Governors will convene tonight at a previously scheduled meeting where the matter will be discussed. They're apparently freaking out that they didn't have, like, contingency plans in place by the Academy or ABC. The show's producers are back to square one. An option that they are thinking is not having any host at all, but rather a bunch of celebrities, something like SNL style and buzzy people, to keep the show moving. According to an insider, the Academy is under pressure to solve the host problem quickly ahead of the February 24th broadcast. Speaking of all of, you know, the drama, which is Kevin Hart had some old homophobic tweets surface where he used gay slurs and stuff like that. Well, his ex-wife has come to his defense, saying that she doesn't think he's homophobic.
I don't think, of course, he wants a gay son. That's not because, of course, you want your son to be like you. But I think definitely if our son was to turn up gay, I don't think that he would be homophobic about it. I think he would embrace him. He would love him the same.
Jacquees, the singer, thinks that he's the king of R&B right now. On Instagram, he said, for this generation, I understand who done came and who done did that and that and that, but now it's my time. Jacquees, the king of R&B. Trey Songz and Ty Dolla $ign dropped laughing emojis in the comments. Jay Holiday recorded a video challenging his BS. Kehlani thinks that Beyonce sits at the top of the R&B throne. John Legend chimed in, tweeting, honestly, I don't think there is a king of R&B right now. Anyone consistently dominating the charge, selling out arenas, etc., like Usher at his prime, that's who would be the king of R&B. Not a comment on quality. I think the throne is open right now. Part of me is talking myself into saying Bruno or The Weeknd, but I'm not sure that they even neatly fit into that genre. I don't know who it would be, but I feel like
it would have been Usher's
comes to mind.
Possibly, yeah.
That's who comes to mind for me. Russ. Like, those are artists that I feel like are pretty big, but king is, like, such a huge title. I almost just feel like
it's just for attention. Yeah, it's just for attention. Yeah.
I feel like for our generation, Usher would be one of those people. A bunch of people said R. Kelly. You know how I feel about that.
He's the greatest, exactly.
No, it's not R. Kelly, for sure. That's psycho weirdo.
Do you not remember I Believe I Can Fly?
Yeah, but...
And Trapped in the Closet 1 through 22?
Well, but then we found out that, you know, he had a thing for kids.
That doesn't mean you're not a musical genius. It just means you're a really disgusting person.
Steve Harvey went on Ellen and explained why he's no longer dyeing his mustache black. Black and he grew a beard.
I was on vacation and I actually left my Just For Men at home because I had been dyeing my mustache, you know, black. So I didn't dye it, and then the rest of it started growing in, and next thing I knew, I went, damn, this is either going to be sexy or I'm ugly as hell. One of the two.
I didn't know that he dyed his mustache.
Oh, you didn't?
First of all, no. And second of all, he does look sexy. He looks hot with his salt and pepper beard now.
I have not seen it. I'm going to have to go look at it.
Oh, just Google Steve Harvey new look. It'll pop up. He looks really good. Coming up in less than an hour, this rapper is taking a sabbatical to read the Bible.
Okay, real quick, can I get an update here. Have we heard from Liv, the web girl?
Yes. She just texted producer Porkchop, I think.
All right. Then I'm going to move what I was going to talk about. I want to talk about this and get an update because I think we have to figure out if she's coming in tonight or coming in this morning.
What does it say? She said, oh my goodness, I totally slept through my alarm and got confused about the time.
She would be fired by now somewhere else probably because this isn't the first time she's done this.
Oh, this is the first time she's done it since I've been here for a month and a half.
Welcome to the party. Welcome to the party.
Really, Liv?
She's only worked here for like, what, a year and a half?
Yeah, but that's a lot. Hey, listen, here's what we'll do. 833-JOE-ALEX. If you have a suggestion, 833-563-2539. You can also tweet us at Joe and Alex Show what we need to do here. I think we all have some ideas, and we'll discuss those next on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. It's the Joe and Alex Show. My name is Joe. Follow me. My social media is Joe Pesh Radio. Alex, what's yours?
Yo, Alex Raps with a Z.
Producer Porkchop, why don't you give a little shout out to your social media if people want to follow you?
It's at Producer Porkchop.
All right, and Liv the Web Girl.
Hers is at Liv Karis. Oh, it's because she's not here.
Yeah, somebody actually tweeted us, hey, you should call her instead of Liv the Web Girl, Liv the Late Girl. Aww. I think that's a decent idea. So we've heard from Liv the Web Girl, and what's the latest on her?
Well, she had already driven halfway here, so we wanted to send her to Chick-fil-A. That's what we really
wanted
for breakfast. Well, duh. And she said, well, that's too far now. So your choices are McDonald's or Starbucks. We picked Starbucks. So now I think she's in the drive-thru there getting a Starbucks for her punishment that she has to bring us or she can't come in.
Now, what do we do to solve this problem going forward? Because don't get me wrong, I do like me a breakfast sandwich.
I have an idea. I have like a digital alarm clock, you know, like old school.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I still set one of those, so.
You're going to give her yours?
Oh, hell no. I need that.
Guess what I'm getting
Liv
for?
She's not going to buy it on her own.
Guess what I'm getting Liv for Christmas?
An alarm
I'm going to get her a digital. I'm going to get her like the most ugliest
she's
old school
kind.
She's not going to know. You don't think she'd be able to?
No.
Oh, gosh.
I think, you're probably right. She wouldn't be able to.
No, I like the rule that if you're that late, like you get here after the show starts, you have to stop and get breakfast.
You know, I've only done that one time in my radio career.
Oh, whenever I have been late, I always stop and get breakfast. Because you're already late, so what's the matter?
Yeah, I mean, it depends. Like, if I'm late, the show doesn't start. So that's kind of a problem.
I mean, it would start.
I'm confident it would not start.
I'm pretty confident that I could get it going.
That'd be like throwing a Hail,
it,
Hail Mary up.
Now that we have producer Pork Job, we could do it, but not if it was just Liv and me.
Oh, God. You can never go on vacation, dude, because what if this happens again? So let's establish some ground rules right now, and it goes as this. If you are here when the show starts, if you're after that time, you have to buy breakfast, right?
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Now, why don't we throw in, like, another stipulation? Okay, Liv just updated the group text. Currently at Starbucks waiting in line. Like, she's no longer late now. Like, we know she's on her way.
Mm-hmm.
If you're more than, let's say if you're more than an hour late to the show, you have to buy lunch, too.
Ooh.
I mean, I want to agree on these things now, so we're all on the same
page. You were ready to just tell her not to come in.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, if you're so late eventually, there's no need to. I just feel bad for Porkchop, all the work he's got to do over there.
Yeah, no, I'll be all right. I feel bad because
he doesn't have to do much more than normal. I mean, she's just videoing us. Everything else he's doing on his own.
I feel bad because her and I feel like we're close to being in the same financial situation. So that's why I couldn't ask her to get anything.
He's just such a softy. That's really the only thing I don't like about producer Porkchop is he has zero grit. I should have put that in the qualifications for when we were hiring.
We already have
a little bit of grit.
Hey, I can be gritty.
No, we already have one dictator.
You're too nice.
We don't need two.
You're too nice.
If he was
this is
like
why your boyfriend
you,
walks all over you.
That's not the only thing he does.
Yeah, he producer Porkchop. He's just you know what? He's just the dad on the show. He's kind. Where Joe is a little bit more prickly.
I'm not. See, that's where it gets misunderstood. Like my. I guess gruff or whatever it might be is just, I try to give people a chance. I do. I try to always be warm and welcoming. And then after a while, it almost to me, maybe it's not actually in that person's mind disrespectful, but if you do it over and over and over again and you never really fix the problem, how often can you be sorry? So it's just like, I take it as an insult.
Hmm. Have you ever been late?
Oh, God, yeah. One time.
One
and
time,
it was okay. The scariest thing in my life.
And it was here?
No, it was in my very first radio job, and guess what?
What?
I was never late again.
Because why? They made you buy them breakfast?
No, I did buy breakfast, I think, that morning. I think that radio tradition's continued on forever. But it's just, it's I guess, your job is your job. You should take pride in it. So it's like, if I'm continuously late, it just shows that I don't give a crap. You know what I mean?
I wonder what other jobs do.
Like, you know, I don't care about it.
If I was still working at Applebee's, I'd probably get written up.
That's what I'm wondering. Like, if you're late to your job, what would actually happen?
I
know some morning shows, if you are more than 2 minutes late of whatever the time is, not necessarily after the show starts, but whatever time you're supposed to be here, they just send you home.
I think we should adapt that.
See, I don't think that's fair.
I don't think y'all could do the show without me.
Why is that not fair?
Well, then all of us would, if we were doing that, whatever the allotted time is that we're supposed to be here, all of us would be home. There would be no show. And then we would just not show up every day, so then we'd all
be fired.
That's
not true.
That's absolutely true. None of us are here on the exact time.
But if we're not, though, I always say, like, hey, like the other day, like I've been sick for like the past 4 or 5 days. I said, hey, I'm on my way. Like a heads up. Mm. It wasn't like,
Yeah, but I mean, you've still been 30 minutes later than what you normally say you want to be here by. So what I'm saying is you would be the person that then would not be here.
Yeah, but not if you give an actual like communication of what's going on. It's a legit thing. I think we
What do you mean communication of what's going on?
I think 6 a.m. That's when the show starts, so...
Right, but what I'm saying is, though, like, all of us have times that we're supposed to be here before the show starts, right?
Right.
Like, we all have times that we should try to be here by a certain amount of time.
Oh, hold on. Update. They're out of my spicy chorizo.
Oh. This is crap. She needs to turn around. I want hot breakfast. I'm really disappointed she didn't get
You're going to have to go all the way up to Chick-fil-A, Liv. Don't come back till you get Chick-fil-A. All right, coming up next, we got Joe's Need to Know News. She may not even come in today.
Get me water.
Water?
It's free.
Now I'm going to be on Team Alex over here. Get it together, pork chop. Top Joe's Need to Know News here on the Joe and Alex Show. Let's get into it. Amazon. There's a delivery driver in Oregon. He was arrested after he stole packages from a home that he actually delivered them to. So he took them up, put them on the porch, and it's like, wait a minute, I'm going to steal these. He took them, and guess what? The packages actually had a GPS device inside of them. When the cops searched his vehicle, they found the bait package in 18 other boxes that never made it to their destinations.
Aww.
The driver's been charged with retail theft. The police personally delivered the stolen packages to the victims. So that's something that's just like, how dumb do you have to be? But also, it's scary if that's the person.
Yeah.
That's the one.
That is so unsettling.
A guy in L.A. tried to take advantage of the Burger King deal. Have you heard about that where you can get a Whopper for like 1 cent? You just got to go to McDonald's and do that for a penny. Well, here's what happened. Somehow they got messed up and he was charged $1,091.
Ooh, that is like $1,000 more than I want
to
pay.
Yeah, there's now an overdraft fee on his bank account, and he's working with Burger King to try to figure things out.
Yikes.
That ain't good. A woman in Ireland who married a 300-year-old ghost pirate. Do you remember talking about that?
Oh, I love it. Love is not dead. Wait.
It is.
Oh, no!
They have split, Alex. Yes, they have no longer continued on with their relationship. The woman, who is a Jack Sparrow impersonator, announced the split on social media, writing, "So I feel it's time to let everyone know that my marriage is over. I will explain it all in due course, but for now, all I wanted to say is that be very careful when dabbling in spirituality. It's not something to mess with." The woman married the ghost of a Haitian pirate in international waters in a boat that sailed from Ireland so the marriage would be legal.
And how long was she married for?
I think probably less than Kim Kardashian was married to the one basketball player.
Okay.
So not that long. And finally, you know what had to be done? There's now an updated version of Baby It's Cold Outside. The YouTube stars, I believe the Holderness family, recorded an updated version of the now controversial Christmas song Baby It's Cold Outside, where the man isn't pushy at all with the woman. He's very understanding. Here's a little bit of it.
I really can't stay.
Okay, you're free to go.
I've got to go away.
Understood, no means no.
This evening has been
super appropriate.
So very nice.
But I do understand consent.
My mom will start to worry.
Definitely text her right
and
now.
Father will be pacing the floor.
Here's the code and there is the
so
door.
So really, I'd better scurry.
I am gonna stand over
well,
here.
Maybe just a half a drink
you
more.
You are in control of this
the
thing.
Neighbors might think.
Maybe we'll start playing that on radio stations, huh?
Do you remember their Christmas jammy song that they did a couple years ago? Every year they come out with a different Christmas song. That was my favorite.
They're cute. They got their kids involved and they rap and they sing.
They're fun.
You can see that. I'm going to put that video up at joeandalexshow.com on Joe's Need to Know News.
Hey, look who it is in the flesh.
It's
Liv the web girl.
The late girl.
Hi.
Hey, what up, lady late?
Thank you for the Starbucks.
You're welcome for the Starbucks.
Where's mine at?
It's right here, and it's in there.
Is there coffee? Is there coffee?
There is coffee. Okay. I got you coffee.
Thank you. Ooh, thank you.
And my phone wasn't dead. It's been doing this thing where it says it has no service. I got to get that checked out. But I had about 1 million texts from my family. They thought I was in a ditch somewhere.
Oh, because they listened to the show?
They listened to the show, and they thought I was in a ditch somewhere.
Oh, no.
But I'm alive.
You can thank Alex for that. Like, the whole time she's like, say Liv's missing.
Zodiac.
I'm like, no, we're not doing Murder Liv today. We are not doing that. Okay.
Well, Joe is in a better mood now that you brought him food, which was my idea for you to do. But trust me, he was ready to fire you.
Oh, that doesn't surprise me.
I have a punishment that you could do. Okay. Could you make me a cup of coffee?
Oh,
absolutely.
Brother.
Pork chop.
Pork chop is so lame.
He texted me and was like, I know money's tight.
Oh,
so, like,
my
I don't gosh.
You're not supposed
you
to tell
faker.
Him. I
faker.
No,
what do you mean I'm a faker? I told you straight up that we're in the same financial situation.
She's never going to learn. She's never going to learn.
Yeah, you baby her too much.
Well, maybe
honestly.
One day when I'm all rich and stuff, then.
Okay, listen, pork chop, it's not Tickle Joe's bone.
Hey, if she is as poor as she says and you say you guys are, then I guess then she will make it more of a point to not be late.
Yeah, she won't be able to afford
to
be able to be late anymore. Good morning. We're the Joe and Alex Show. This is Radio Now. Follow the Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and on Instagram. That's what you do right there. All you got to do at Joe and Alex Show. Also, check out everything that happens on the show. Got a handy dandy website. It's joeandalexshow.com. I forget how this came up. Maybe we were asking each other for help spelling something, but common misspelled words. I kind of wanted to go around the room here on the Joe and Alex Show and see if the quote unquote the smart people, because everybody knows I can't spell, how you guys would actually do. So I'll just go to you, Alex, then Pork Chop, then Liv, and I'll see if you can spell a very miscommon word, okay?
Okay.
Difficult. How do you spell difficult, Alex?
D-I-F-F-I-C-U-L-T.
Wow. That is correct. Pork Chop, I have my sheet over here. I don't have to have a thumb up from you. Let's see how you do, Pork Chop, with this word. And this is a tough one. I wouldn't get it. It just happens to be how it falls. Pneumonia.
P-N-E-M-O-N-I-A.
Wow. What?
Yeah. Wait, isn't he missing a U?
Wow! Yeah. Yes,
it's P-N-E-U, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
And what did I say?
You said it, but you forgot the U in the middle, right there.
Stupid.
Liv, something your family probably said this morning when they found out you were alive and that you slept in for work.
Hallelujah.
Wow! Did
is
you
that
see
really
what
it?
I'm doing?
No, I,
yes,
I mean,
it's Hallelujah.
Wow.
Okay. Hey.
All right.
How do you spell Hallelujah?
H-A-L-L-E. J-U-I-U-A-H.
Ooh, no.
I don't know.
Oh,
you were
man.
Doing good until you missed an I.
Yeah.
Dang it.
U-J-A-H. So that's good. Alex, your favorite food in the world is cheese? Well, that comes from the state of Wisconsin. Please spell Wisconsin.
Capital W-I-S-C-O-N-S-I-N.
She's getting all the easy ones.
Wait, what? You can't write it out with your hand. You bust me all the time for doing that.
I'm not writing with a pen and paper.
You're writing it with your hand. Same thing.
They do that on the spelling bee on the back of their things, and it makes the noise. It's
all
always
right,
like...
I'll give Alex a tough one. Calm down. Guys don't have to be all butt hurt. Jeez. All right. Pork chop.
Maybe I'm just a good speller.
Pork chop. I want you to... I want you to spell giraffe.
What? Giraffe or draft?
He can't say the word giraffe. He means the animal giraffe.
Okay. Lowercase g I giraffe. Giraffe. G I a r a f f e.
No.
Giraffe.
G-I-R-A-F-F-E.
I put an extra letter.
All right. I'm going to switch it up, make it easy for you. It's just kind of funny how these words are falling out here. Liv, spell nanny.
Nanny.
What?
N-A-N-N-Y.
Apparently that was a word that was one of the top misspelled words in America.
What?
Wow.
I don't make these up. Let's see. Alex, spell sauerkraut.
S-A-U-E-R-K-R-A-U-T.
That's right.
Dang.
Oh.
All right, pork chop.
Mm-hmm.
Chihuahua.
I have one.
Well, that's not fair.
Ugh, but I don't know. It's I know it's like a C-H-I... U-A... U-A?
No. It is C-H-I-H-U-A-H-U-A.
Yeah, I have to...
I don't think anybody knows how to spell Chihuahua.
That's
that
hard.
Is a tough one. All right, a couple more here. Live the Web Girl.
Yes.
Spell diarrhea.
This is a word I can't ever spell.
Well, then hold on. I'm going to take that back from you. I'm going to let Alex try that one.
Well, I just told you. I can't do it.
I want to see how you spell it. Liv?
Yeah.
Spell a word that I struggle with. Banana.
B-A-N-A-N-A.
You didn't put the S on it.
I know, because I realized he said banana, not bananas.
Correct. I still, even with that Gwen Stefani song, I don't know what I'm doing.
I have to. That's the only way I can spell it.
Yeah. Alex, one with you. Diarrhea.
All right. You struggle with it. I usually spell it wrong, but let me try. D-I-A-R-R-H-E-A.
You were impressive. Wow. You didn't miss one this morning.
I don't know why. I'm a really good speller. I was honors English all throughout high school. I was in spelling bees and stuff. I'm pretty good. There's only a couple words that I struggle with. It's different. Restaurant.
Different.
Diarrhea is one.
Well, hey, since I didn't get any right, could you end with me? Restaurant. R-E-S-T-A-U-R-A-N-T. Restaurant.
Honestly, we have autocorrect for all of this. So, like, I think spelling is just kind of not.
Is it dead?
That important.
Like, it's not necessary anymore.
Spelling is dead, you guys.
And every English teacher is cringing at their radio right now.
Sucks. Sorry.
Sucks to suck. All right. Well, thank you guys so much for that. I really appreciate it. Coming up next here on the Joe and Alex Show, tonight is actually scary for me. It's our Christmas party for work, but during the day, it's my wife's Christmas party.
Oh, double duty.
Yeah, they're saying now that 1 in 3 people have done something at a company party that they're going to regret. I want to hear from you at 833-JOE-ALEX. What went down at the Christmas party? But also, here's the other question. Who on the Joe and Alex Show would you say, if something was to happen to go down, who would it be? Like, who do you think would get in trouble and what would they have gotten in trouble for? 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Joining the conversation at 833-JOE-ALEX. That is 833-563-2539. I want to know what went down at your company Christmas party or holiday party. Was it you? Was it somebody that you know? Was there an office hookup? Did the boss do something the boss shouldn't have done? There's a new survey out. It asked 2,000 office workers about what happens at their annual company holiday parties and get-togethers. And here's what they found. They found the average employee heads home from the party with 7 things of gossip like that happened. That's a lot.
I wish that we had that much.
Yeah,
I know.
Because I would share all that on the show. But they're saying that's on average. So I hope we get at least like 2 or 3 tonight. 40% say they've watched drama unfold by coworkers at the party. Do you think we'll have that at our company here?
No. Like, everybody's very well behaved
I
here.
I hate that, right? Like we all like each other. Ugh. They also say that they've seen an office hookup. About 40% of people say they've seen kind of somebody. Is there anybody in our company that's dating right now that we know of? There used to be.
I don't know of anyone.
I don't know of anyone.
You don't know who used to be?
You know.
You know.
Now I do know. You're right.
Everybody knows, but they don't know.
That's right. That was on the DL. When you mean hooking up behind?
Oh, no,
like,
no.
On the DL,
right.
I was thinking dating like an open relationship. Then I couldn't think, but then I knew what you were saying.
It was like, hey, because it was actually kind of a conflict of interest. And then the final thing here, 35% said they've watched a quiet and kind of reserved coworker turn into just like the life of the party. And I think we all can think of the same person that it would be so crazy if this guy. It's very quiet and reserved. If tonight, like at our party, all of a sudden he just got like lit and he's like, "What up, guys? Woo!"
Producer Porkchop?
No.
I could get lit. Joe's been lit with me.
Huh.
Why are you guys looking at me like that?
I know exactly who you're talking about.
It's our, which one of our HR guys.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Could you imagine?
No.
Could you imagine if he just like got lit? He's like, what up, Kegston?
I honestly, like, I don't really care. Like, I mean, I go every year, but I'm not super into our office, like, Christmas party. Like, honestly, my dream office Christmas party is like a nice dinner at a steakhouse that they pay for. Like, we all get together and have a nice sit down dinner. That to me, I would love that honestly. More than a party.
But, and
also, I like the party.
It's on like a Tuesday. Like, I'm not, I don't drink alcohol. Like, during the week.
Club's going up
on a Tuesday. No, but I feel like they do that so that we don't have these kind of stories of something
happening.
Oh, that's
probably true.
And if you've got
one,
833-JOE-ALEX.
Christmas party brunch, too. That would be good. Like, after our show's done, then we all go out for a Christmas party.
Oh, yeah, that would be good.
Mimosas.
Day drunk at the brunch place. Yes. Yeah.
Well, we could do that ourselves. But see, this is where I'm screwed, and I'm worried that something bad might happen. I'm going to my wife's company Christmas party today that starts at noon. It goes till 4.
Oh, so you'll be toasty.
Then, no doubt.
You cannot do that. You can't drink that whole... You can't get drunk at that thing.
Is that a challenge, or are you trying to tell me what to do?
I'm trying to tell you what to do.
I want him to.
I kind of do, too.
Bring some life into the party.
I need to. 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. Between Alex, Porkchop, Live the Web Girl, and myself, Joe... Just forget everything you heard about me drinking all day at my wife's party, too. Who do you think would be most likely to get in trouble at a party?
So I think you would.
Now, why do you think I'd be the person that would get in trouble?
Because Liv? the only reason why I say that is sometimes you can put your foot in your mouth.
Yeah, I was just going to say, Joe is not likely to physically do something, right. But verbally you would say something inappropriate that you're not supposed to say. You've done that like 100 times when we're not at Christmas parties.
Hold on a second. What have I done that's inappropriate?
You swear when you're not supposed to, in like nice meetings. You just say like grotesque, like vulgar sexual things like in
what?
Front of people that we work with. Yeah, that makes people uncomfortable.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you
Only
do.
Time I've you ever said- inappropriately like sworn was in a sales meeting. And salespeople swear like sailors.
That's true as well. But I will say, didn't you say something to one of our like salespeople that's friends with your wife?
Oh God, that was really awkward. Yes. Yes, it
See?
Was.
Exactly.
You always say that.
None of us have ever
but
been
hold
in a situation
on.
Like that.
But that's not inappropriate. That was just a simple misunderstanding. I was talking about laser hair removal, and right. I confused this person with another friend that has the same name, and she got laser hair removal in a special place.
Okay, but here's the thing. Even if you would have been talking to the right female about her getting laser removal in her bikini area, you as a man...
What?
Should not have said that to her. Why would you say to her,
she's
a friend. I heard you got this?
Because she's a friend. Don't tell me what I should or should not be saying to a friend of mine.
You wanted to know who's likely to get in trouble. It's you, because you always say inappropriate things. That isn't an inappropriate thing. You don't
that
say that.
That is not inappropriate.
Yes, it is.
Oh,
totally.
My gosh. Please.
The fact that you don't know, that's how you're going to get in
that's
trouble.
That's my friend. I can have a conversation with a friend.
Okay, well, see, now you're just being ignorant, because I'm straight up telling you,
I'm
if
sorry,
you say this
Joe.
To another female, it's totally over the line,
that
and you're refusing
not,
to listen.
That is not. If okay. It's a friend. There's a different thing between if it's just a random person or if it's a person that you have a connection with. Then you can move lines and you
matter.
Have certain things.
But
you
when you start drinking,
a
like...
A girl's private areas to her that you're not in a relationship
I'm
with.
I wasn't sorry. Bringing... I was bringing up hair.
I'm with Alex. Sorry, Joe. I mean, I could see Liv
All
maybe getting
it?
Too turnt.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely could get too turnt.
You have a rock station mouth and you do pop radio.
Oh my gosh, she's still on it.
What are you talking about? You're the biggest hypocrite of saying stuff.
Oh, what? I swear, but I'm talking about like more like sexual vulgar type.
You're
of
painting
stuff.
Me into some picture which isn't even true.
You do
like
it on
how
our
dare
show.
You?
No, Joe,
Everyone
it's just okay. Joe, your level is your level of tolerance for that is slightly higher than the average person, I would say. So you don't think it's an issue because you think it's the average level.
Yeah.
But coming from the outside looking in, only being here for a month, I will say that your tolerance level of those jokes are slightly higher.
I'm not butthurt by everybody.
You
I'm not
are...
offended by
right.
it.
Right, and you're not. And that's fine. That's, you know, who you are. But I see what Alex is saying. If you have a couple drinks at a Christmas party and you say something about a girl's bikini line, that in their eyes, that might be crossing the line. So sometimes you might just have to look in other people's eyes.
I asked her a question about something right. that my wife told me about.
You all are driving me to drink right now.
I should bring my breathalyzer.
Perfect.
There we go.
It's the Joe and Alex show.
Who cares about this garbage?
K92. Kendall Jenner posted a photo of a love letter someone sent her on Instagram that showed a piece of paper resting on a red tile surface. The name of the mystery man is blacked out, so the admirer is anonymous to the rest of us. The correspondence was penned in perfect cursive handwriting. It looks like a chick wrote it because the handwriting is that perfect. Although I am a girl and my handwriting looks like dog, you know what. I have horrible handwriting, but the letter says, "Dear Kendall, we may be miles apart, but my love for you grows stronger and stronger by the minute. My innermost feeling is love for you. I will love you until death separates us. Right now, the separation is killing me, but in my heart, I know that nothing could come close to separating us. We are united into one forever, body and soul, and I want you to know that I love you from the deepest part of my heart." And then it was signed Love Blank, but the name was crossed out. Kendall has recently been spending time with Philadelphia 76ers player Ben Simmons, but it's unclear if he was the author of this message. Allegedly, the two of them are in no rush to label any part of their relationship, although they have been seeing each other regularly. I don't know if it's this guy or not, but whoever's saying, you know, till death do us part, it sounds like some marriage vows right there.
I'm gonna kill you.
I don't think it's like that. Okay. I mean, it was a really sweet letter, but I am curious to know who wrote it. Chance the Rapper announced on Instagram that he's going on a sabbatical so he can get closer to God. He said, "I'm on a plane headed out of the country. I'm going away to learn the word of God, which I am admittedly very unfamiliar with." Chance, whose real name is Chancellor Jonathan Bennett, says he's taking it upon himself to study the Bible in full and starting off with the first 5 or more books. He hopes to pass along his knowledge to the next generation of Bennett men. He also plans to give up smoking during this time away. Since the announcement, Chance has been posting messages from the Bible and images of his daughter at what appears to be a secluded sanctuary. While it is unclear how long Chance's sabbatical will last, he's releasing new music. He does have an upcoming show slated for December 20th in his hometown of Chicago. Miley Cyrus is smoking weed again, thanks to her mom, Tish. The singer revealed to Billboard in May of 2017 that she stopped smoking marijuana, but now she says she is smoking again, thanks to her mom, who regularly sparks up. She said that she smokes every now and then. I am disappointed by this because I just feel like, you know, Miley was on she was nuts for those couple years straight. And I was so excited when she finally was like, "I'm sober, I'm not drinking, I'm not smoking." And she seemed so much better. She just seemed like a better version of herself. And now I'm scared that she's going to spiral into the...
You think it's going to be a gateway
teddy bear
drug
humping again.
And get her back into the twerky worky?
That's exactly what I'm saying. That's what I'm worried about. And on The Tonight Show, Jimmy Fallon last night, Vanessa Hudgens revealed her plans for her 30th birthday party.
"I have this fantasy of having a Lord of the Rings theme party where I'm like Galadriel with the white hair and I'm floating into my birthday party."
Yeah.
"And there's like a harpist playing and like..."
Yes.
"Elves everywhere."
Coming up in less than an hour, Kim Kardashian opened up about her ecstasy days.
Woo! It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. The number to call in, because we need some advice and some help, is 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Somebody on the Joe and Alex Show legit wants help for their problem. Apparently, they have an issue, and I don't know
Molly,
it could be.
Molly,
can this person nod with their head? Does it have to do with Molly?
No.
Okay, that's obviously not nodding with their head. Let's see here.
"Smoke weed every day.
Is that the problem?
No.
College hoes love alcohol."
Yep. He says alcohol.
Not Adderall.
Okay, Alex, I've run out of drug references. What do you got?
You know what I'm going to say. I have talked about on the show how I have been regularly using Ambien, but now I'm real nervous. I've been using it now for like 6 months, and I'm starting to get to the point where I'm like, oh my gosh, am I addicted to this? But I have no idea like what necessarily the signs or what the side effects or long-term effects could be of taking Ambien every night. So I have to take Ambien now. It's gotten to the point where at first they started me out on a really small dose, but that stopped working. Like, my body got used to it, and so I had to call my doctor and up to a stronger dose. And now I've been taking that every single night. And the thing is I'm not only supposed
every
to take
night.
It.
Every night?
Yeah. I'm only supposed to take it whenever I need it. But now I have to take it 7 days a week every single night, because if I don't, I cannot sleep. And it's gotten to the point where I used to be a regular napper where As soon as I got home from work every day, I usually take like a 2-hour nap, and it's real easy for me to fall asleep. Now I cannot even nap because my body doesn't know how to sleep without it. And so I'm just worried because like Ambien, it's not like Xanax or something, you know, it's a little bit of a different type of drug.
It's still a drug.
But it is still a drug. And so I'm worried about like, am I, you know, going to really mess my body up by having to take this every night? Like, what if? Because I feel like I have to take it now for the rest of my life.
Do you feel like your body right now is currently addicted to it?
Well, I don't know, because the thing is that I only need to take it at night. Obviously, you don't take it during the day. That's why I'm saying it's not like Xanax, where it's a pill that I take all the time. Like, it's only at night when I have to sleep, so I don't need it during the day. I'm not like experiencing withdrawal symptoms during the day.
I don't know much about
Ambien. But I do know I can't sleep without it.
But does Ambien have anything where it can mix with another drug? Like, you hear people dying all the time because they mix up their prescriptions.
I don't know. We'd have to talk to a nurse or a doctor. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-JOE-ALEX.
Let's talk to Jamie. Jamie, you're a nurse practitioner. Any advice or knowledge on this situation?
Yeah, so I mean, I think this is very common, and I think Alex's problem, honestly, is her work hours, and once she eventually, at some point, if she ever had a normal schedule, I think she would be completely fine with her sleep.
So
with her sleep habits.
If she quit the show, you think she'd be better?
Well, eventually, yeah, like if she ended up having like a normal 9-to-5 job, I don't think this would be a problem.
Oh, so the solution is I have to quit radio?
I think so.
No,
it's very simple.
Yeah,
see, that's the thing.
Not. But I think like you have such a strange sleep schedule. Of course you don't have a normal sleeping pattern. Of course you can't go to bed like a normal person.
Right, and I tried doing like melatonin. I have done every type of melatonin, chewable tablets, starting with 5 milligrams, then I went to 10 milligrams. I did Z-Quil. I mean, I have tried every type of sleep thing that you can imagine, but none of those, eventually those all stopped working. It was so hard for me to fall asleep at night, so I had to go to Ambien.
Yeah, and I don't think like you're going to have a long-term problem with this. I think it's completely normal that you need something to help you sleep when you don't have normal hours.
But if I have babies eventually, and if I'm somebody that takes Ambien every single night, even on weekends, because I just can't sleep now without it, is my baby going to come out looking like, you know, a Campbell soup can or something?
Aren't you kind of looking farther down the road? I mean, let's get a wedding first.
Other reasons, but
like, what does Ambien, long-term effects of Ambien do to you? That's what I want to know. 833-JOE-ALEX. Like, could I be screwing my life up? Do I have to go to some kind of drug rehab?
Drugs are
absolutely
bad.
Not.
You shouldn't
absolutely
do drugs.
Not.
Okay, 833-563-2539. Jamie, thank you for joining the conversation. Let's talk to some more nurses and doctors out there. And also, if you're somebody else that takes Ambien for their sleep, we'd like to know, like, if you had this problem too. Because it's kind of sad that you're just now telling us about this. We didn't realize it was this bad for you.
It's not bad. It's just that I have noticed, though, that I have to take it even
you're
on
saying
weekends.
Now you can, yeah, you're doing it all the time.
Right, I have to, or I cannot sleep. I've tried. I can't even nap.
Wow, I'm worried about you.
I do know Ambien is an addictive drug, and your body becomes reliant on it. Also, a ton of comedians talk about mixing Ambien with alcohol, so that's dangerous.
Are you mixing it with alcohol, Alex? Be honest.
I mean, I've like gone out drinking before, and then when I come home, I take it like to go to bed because I feel like I have to.
Okay.
See, that to me sounds like an addict.
But isn't that also the first step of saying
I'm an addict?
Yeah, maybe. Or maybe it's like your way of like disguising it. You're like, yeah, I'm an addict, but like you're never actually going to get help because you just can't face it. 833-JOE-ALEX. We'll get more of your calls next. 833-563-2539. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Alex just came out and admitted, hey, I'm concerned I might be addicted to Ambien because I can't even take a nap anymore like I used to after the show.
I'm a drug addict.
Without popping a few pills. We're wondering, is this a real addiction? Is this something she should be worried about? You know, 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. If you take Ambien, maybe you're a doctor or a nurse, we will talk to you. Also, social media, Twitter and Instagram, it's at Joe and Alex Show. Let's get it in right now with Brandy. Hey, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What do you want to say?
I wanted to say that you need to stop taking it because it can make you do things that you would never imagine yourself doing in your sleep.
Okay, it doesn't say side effects include racism or something like that. That everybody thinks that. That's what our boss says to me. She's like, "You better be careful. You're going to say something." I'm like, "What? No, I wouldn't. You don't do. I don't know. I have not had any of those issues of like Ambien has made me do something weird. I mean,
it just brings out the true you, probably, just like alcohol.
No, but that's the thing. I haven't experienced that. Like, it literally just knocks me out. I've never done anything. I've never called anybody. I've never slept, walked.
Wait,
I've never
yes,
done
you have.
Anything.
You've
but
talked-
everyone's like, "You're going to do. You're going to be like Roseanne."
You have talked about on the air before where you have had conversations that you don't remember having.
When I first started taking it, yes, but they're like, I would see things like I felt like my lamp was talking to me or something like that.
That, okay, that, see, you can't just like graze over that. That is a serious thing right there.
And Alex, how would you know if you were doing something or not? Like, the thing
exactly.
is, you don't know.
Well, also, she did say that she got in an argument with her boyfriend, the Egyptian, and that he called to make up with her, and she had no recollection of the conversation when she was on Ambien. And also, Shannon on Facebook says, "I did an FB Live the other night on Ambien, and it was a hot mess, so be careful."
I kind of want to see the audio of that. If you could send us that Facebook Live.
But see, like, my things are, like, silly, like, okay, you know, I say, like, sure, yep, I'm sorry, or something like that, but I'm not, that's what I'm saying. I'm not going on Facebook Live. I'm not driving my car. I'm not, you know,
how do you know you're not driving your car?
You know what's, the one thing I do know about it, addiction, because my brother has been clean and sober for like 8 years from heroin, is people make excuses.
Oh,
it's like, well,
gosh,
I'm not doing this and I'm not doing that.
Alex, how do you know you're not making mashed potatoes? What if you are?
Somebody on Twitter, at Joe and Alex Show, said I should start taking muscle relaxers instead. That to me sounds like a horrible idea. Isn't that what I'm trying? I'm trying not to be addicted to something. Isn't a muscle relaxer like something you really get addicted to? Wouldn't that be like Oxycontin or something like that?
That's a terrible idea. Whoever said a muscle relaxer?
Xanax? I don't know.
No, why did you pop? No, the only thing I would be popping is melatonin.
Well,
maybe
I did
that,
and that didn't work eventually.
You know what, though? Magically, for me lately, it's been working. I've been doing melatonin chewable because it never worked before. But I take three of those, and I'm out, like, no problem.
Well, if you're taking three, then you're taking way more than the suggested dosage.
No, it's only 10 milligrams. Paige, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. Please, I'm not addicted, Alex. Don't be judging me. Paige, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What up?
Hi. So my brother, right at the end of high school, he suffered from insomnia. So my mom talked to the doctor and they got him some Ambien. No history of any problems with it before. After a couple months, his body started requiring more and more because he built up an immunity to it. And eventually his liver started shutting down.
Stop.
Because he was like, on it for so long.
Like liver failure?
Yeah. And
how many years was that? How many years? How much time do I got?
Only 7 months.
Ah! That's about the time that I'm at!
Oh, my God. You already eat poorly, too. Your poor body's been through enough.
Oh, my gosh!
Yeah, so I
would
definitely... I would definitely talk to your doctor if you feel like that's the only way you can get to sleep. Because if you take too much of a medicine, eventually... Now, I'm not a doctor. But eventually, from what I've heard, is... that you can build up an immunity and you might need like higher doses.
Maybe
for
I'm gonna
it
need
even
a spell
work.
A spell put on me by a witch.
Very possibly.
Wow, Paige, thank you.
Have a good one.
I mean, Alex, I do love your personality. I'm not trying to poo-poo it, but I think you're trying to take this and make this like you're trying to kind of like how I laugh at myself sometimes. This is a serious thing, and
think I'm going to need a new liver?
No, I don't think you need a liver transplant, but liver damage can be a serious problem,
Can people survive without a liver?
No.
Is that one of those things? Because you know sometimes you can like get rid of a body part and like you're fine?
No.
Like, because don't we have like a couple of something? We got a couple of things. And all that. You don't need all that.
You don't have a couple.
They're
of
extras.
Appendixes.
Those are for like if one of them you don't need, then you have a backup plan. God gave us backups, right? So do I have a backup liver?
I think your liver is YOLO.
I got two kidneys. I only need one.
But your kidneys now. Oh gosh, I'm just legit concerned. What is your plan of action here? What are you going to do now that we've talked to everyone?
You got to stop.
We need to find a witch.
You're gonna stop taking Ambien.
So wait, you wanted to have this conversation, but you're not going to do anything about it.
I don't know what to do about it.
You need to
on the phone was an actual doctor, DR,
we
or
had
D-O-G-T-E-R,
hey, we had
doctor.
See, she's trying to turn
Up looking like that, like he's like genuinely
concerned.
I don't even take Tylenol.
Okay, well, great. You can sleep. I can't. Or you're not sleeping, or you're just, you're like, I can get by on 3 to 4 hours of sleep. Well, I can't do that. I have to have 7 or 8 hours of sleep, or I am absolutely incapable of doing this job.
You need to sleep with the Egyptian. So, like, he needs to sleep next to you, massage your back, scratch your back.
He's not going to do that. Let me just tell you.
You think if she, like, just lost it, it would just be, like, perfect? She'd fall, like, into a deep sleep?
That's not it either. No.
Oh, no, not that. Oh. I mean, just, like, you know, caress you, put you to sleep.
Here's the thing. I feel like, I don't know. I feel like if you want me to come in and do this morning show every day, then I'm gonna have to take Ambien.
I'm looking at some of the symptoms on here, and it says agitated, edgy. You're kind of falling into all these things.
Stop. See, we need a doctor.
Listen, we just had nurses. Don't devalue
nurses. I'm not going to take that.
Wow.
Sorry.
As my
I want a real doctor that like prescribes things. Nurses can't prescribe you things.
That doesn't mean the nurses don't know what they're doing. My mom was a nurse for 30 years.
Or maybe nurse
years.
Practitioners can.
Get out of here. Well, you know what? Listen.
No.
You're digging a hole because you have a problem, and I'm not going to let you dig it any deeper. I'm actually having your back for once.
Are you guys dragging me to rehab after this show?
No, but we're going to talk to our boss about this.
No. Don't. Oh. She already gets on me about it. Gets on my nerves.
Yeah, because she's worried about you.
Yeah, but she did. Whatever. All right. Okay, that's all I'm gonna say about it.
Okay.
I still feel like I didn't get enough information, so I'm going to keep.
You didn't get.
It.
Here's what
there's saying. Nobody gave another solution besides just stop taking it. Okay, well I can't because then how am I?
You didn't
to
get the
show?
Information that you wanted. That's the problem. So hey,
I didn't
thank
get
you.
Any information.
Do you see how she's yelling at me, everyone?
Oh my gosh.
Do you see this? I'm just talking to her in a normal tone, but she's yelling at me. She's got a problem. All right, thank you for your calls. Hey, coming up next here on the Joe and Alex Show, Joe wants to know. I've got some questions, and that's where you join in the conversation. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. I'll give you those coming up in about 3 minutes here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Joe wants to know. You can join in the conversation at 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. Three questions. You can answer any of them. You're doing it wrong. That's what I was told by my wife. Do you figure eight, like going kind of in a loop, when you put the cord back on the vacuum, or do you just kind of do it in a circle? Which one do you do when it comes to that?
Circle.
Circle, circle. What about this? What are you asking Santa for Christmas? What's that one gift you really hope that you get? And the final Joe wants to know question today is this. Does anyone else, man or woman, when you're having a drink, it could be anything, can, cup of tea, you're drinking, all of a sudden, whoa, what's happening to my pinky? Why is my pinky coming out? What does this mean?
It's just relaxing.
Okay, so do you do that?
I don't consciously do it. Once in a while, though, it'll slip up.
A little pinky slippy slippy. All right, let's start things off with Jennifer on the Joe and Alex Show. Jennifer, what question are you answering today?
I'm answering the vacuum.
Okay, what do you do? Do you do the circle, like in a loop, or do you do figure eight?
Well, I do the circle, but here's my comment, actually, is that this is what is wrong with the women today. The fact that she is complaining about how you wrap the cord is the problem. You vacuuming or putting it away is awesome.
I would
not even complain about how you were wrapping the cord as long as you're helping.
Hey, Jennifer, can you do me a favor?
Yeah.
My wife's name's Lindsay. Can you say that again but address it to Lindsay?
Lindsay, this is ridiculous. He's helping you. It doesn't matter how he puts the cord away. Just let him help. This is what's wrong with women.
Wow. Liv the Web Girl wants to chime in. Yes, Liv.
I'm going to stick up for Lindsay and say you're not helping her because you're vacuuming. Vacuuming is something that you should do because you also live in the house.
I agree. It should be equal. However, if he's doing it and you're bitching about the cord, excuse my language, oh my goodness, if you're complaining about the cord, then there's a problem.
Wow.
I don't know if I agree.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Totally.
Go ahead, pork chop.
I used to have a boss that would freak out if you did not wrap the cord correctly. I worked for a DJ company, and obviously we deal with cords a lot. So if you didn't wrap it the right way, you had to rewrap the whole thing. I mean, he would seriously freak out. out.
You know what's so funny? You know who just freaked out on me the other day because the headphones that I was using, I wrapped them the wrong way? Joe!
Yeah.
So that is so weird.
Because you're using my headphones.
That's so weird. Well, you're using her vacuum as well.
Oh, actually, it's funny because you don't know what you're talking about. The vacuum that we have at Orrick, a really nice one, it's from a previous endorsement I had. So that's my vacuum.
Okay.
And I can wrap the cord however I like.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Sounds like it's going to break if you don't wrap it right.
Yeah, I don't know. Chelsea, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What are you calling in for today?
The vacuum.
Oh,
as well.
Okay. Well, then let's hear your theory, your take.
You get a vacuum that has a button on the bottom where it wraps the cord up around by itself.
Oh, well, that must be nice to be rich, Chelsea.
Fancy.
Jeez. Where are you a doctor at so I can schedule an appointment?
Not a doctor.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it. That's not an option for me. Nobody called in about the pinky thing, and I'm concerned about that. Does anybody else on the show do the pinky? I got that. When I drink sometimes, I don't know why it comes out. My usually it's on my left hand. My left pinky comes out when I drink, and I'm not trying to be polite.
Joel Daddy, my boyfriend, is a huge tea drinker because his grandma's from England, and his pinky always comes out when he does it.
What does that mean? Is that like?
I sometimes by accident it'll pop out.
Hold
I don't
on,
think
Alex,
it,
what are you laughing about?
Maybe Jewel Daddy would be more suitable for pork chop than Liv.
Oh, is that what you're saying? Okay. Well, what do you think, pork chop? You're an expert. When I put my pinky out, what's it mean?
I don't think that has anything to do with the gender you like. I think it's just, I don't know. Patrick does it on SpongeBob. Right?
Well, Patrick.
Well, that's self-explanatory. I mean, come on, pork chop.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Hey, we've got the 12 dots of Christmas. We're hooking you up with an Amazon Echo Dot. All you got to do is call us right now to play a little game. The number is 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. You win, you get an Amazon Echo Dot from the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and we are doing the 12 Dots of Christmas. We're hooking you up all this week with an Amazon Echo Dot. Let's talk to Courtney. She'll be the first up to play a game this morning. Hi, Courtney. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Doing wonderful. Hey, we'd love to hook you up with an Amazon Echo Dot. You just got to win our little game this morning, okay?
Okay.
All right, let's do it. Let's do the 12 Dots of Christmas. Today, we'll play a little game that we like to call the Name 5 and 10 game. We will give you a topic, and you got to name five things in less than 10 seconds.
Okay.
Do you understand that?
Yes.
Let me do a little warm-up round with Alex real quick, just so everybody kind of gets the gist of this. And if Courtney does not get it, then we'll move on to somebody else. The number, 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Alex, you've got 10 seconds to name five Taylor Swift songs.
Speak Now, Story of Us, Dear John, Red, and Blank Space.
Wow. We almost got Alex. See how hard it is? She's the biggest Swiftie in the world.
Yeah, it took me a second there.
But you did make it before that buzzer went off. Whew. Okay. All right. Courtney, are you ready to do this? I got faith in you.
I think so.
All right. Here we go. Courtney, you have got 10 seconds. I want you to name five Christmas movies. Go.
The Nightmare Before Christmas, Home Alone, Home Alone 2, The Grinch, and It's a Christmas Story.
Looking around the room, what do we think here?
Well, A Nightmare Before Christmas, I consider that a Halloween movie.
Oh, I knew you were going to say that.
But some people say it's Christmas, so honestly, it's kind of like one of those things like Die Hard, where it's like some people consider it, some people don't. I don't, but I know some people do, so I would give it to you.
I will give it to
you,
that as being a Christmas movie. Do you guys agree it's a Christmas movie? Or is that a Halloween movie?
I don't agree, but I think it can be either. I think it could be
is
Halloween
Christmas
or Christmas.
It has
the word Christmas in it.
Yeah. Has Christmas literally in the title.
I know, but I watch it at Halloween.
It's saying Home Alone 1 and Home Alone 2 a cop-out, though? No. Isn't that like the same movie?
Home Alone 2 is better than the original, so I
It is kind of a cop-out, but I no, did. We didn't not. Say you couldn't have a cop-out answer.
And then, okay, lastly, with number 5, there's no such movie called It's a Christmas Story. The movie is A Christmas Story.
Oh, my God.
Workshop being such a stick. Look.
Hey, you got by with the hair on your chinny chin chin,
Courtney,
my friend.
Let me ask you this. This is how we'll decide. If we decide, okay. If we say you don't win the prize, you're going to quit listening to the Joe and Alex show?
No.
Oh, then we can hang up on her.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
I'm kidding, Courtney. You're loyal. See, that was a test.
So I guess technically, since we didn't say any rules, like you can't say a sequel or not, technically she did get five and we would have to give it to her.
That is correct. Hey, we want to give it to her. Porkchops being Mr. Meanie over here. Hey, Courtney, congratulations. We're hooking you up this morning with an Amazon Echo Dot. And guess what? We're going to be giving them away all this week here and actually in the next week at this time, 8, 7 Central here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Can somebody explain to me here this thing about Liv the Web Girl and crying? Like, what exactly is going on here? Like, why? Why is she crying?
Well, I just thought it was something that was so precious and cute. It brought me to tears. I'm becoming a softie with age.
What was the last silly thing that made you cry?
This is like borderline dumb silly. 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. We will talk to you next on the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now. You can also join in the conversation on our social media. Follow the Joe and Alex Show. Twitter and Instagram. It is at Joe and Alex Show. The question we have for you this morning is, what was the last like bizarre or strange reason that you cried? Obviously something sad happens in your life. You're going to cry at it, but I just don't understand, Liv the Web Girl, why you cried. Like, what's going on with this?
I don't know why either, and I was a little concerned after it happened, but I was driving the other day home from work, my second job, and I just saw this itty-bitty little car. I mean, this is the smallest car I had ever seen. And it had the tiniest little windshield wipers on it. And they were just swiping back and forth, back and forth. And it kind of reminded me of the movie Cars. And I thought it was just so precious that it honestly made me tear up. It was so cute. And it was raining outside and it was a gloomy day.
Oh, that is cute.
And it just made me so happy and it was so precious.
That is cute.
It must be, you know, a special time for you. Okay. I'm the only thing, like, what could make you so emotional, you know, for that? That's very nice of you to share that. How about that?
What is the last funny reason you cried?
Alyssa, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What was it for you?
I literally bawled my eyes out whenever they killed off Rooster on The Ranch on Netflix.
Spoiler alert! Come on!
Everyone knows!
No, they don't! I've never watched The Ranch!
Well, that one guy that was playing Rooster, he...
Stop!
All those sex allegations...
Oh, he's one of those people? Hollywood pedo people? So he got kicked off the show? Oh, I didn't know that.
Thanks for ruining it.
Uh-oh.
Now I'm going to cry.
You're welcome.
I don't even know what to do with you. You got something in your pork chop? Spoil?
No. I don't like cry, but sometimes I tear up and I get a little soft when I pass roadkill.
Oh my gosh.
Like, I actually feel really bad.
I mean, that though is kind of understandable. And this is like reasons that are not understandable. Like, why in the world would you cry about that?
I feel like if Alex saw these tiny little windshield wipers working away, she would have teared up.
But why would you cry?
It's just cute.
It was just so cute and precious.
I think it's a girl thing.
I know what to get you for Christmas. Maybe like little eyelashes for the headlights.
No,
that's cute.
That's white trash.
The reindeer. The reindeer ears.
Oh, I love that too.
Oh, you're so white trash and you don't even know it.
I just love little objects. Like little tiny things.
Oh, sometimes I use a very tiny silverware. I have a like little kid Hello Kitty fork, knife, and spoon that I use sometimes at home.
You say that's cute. I call that creepy. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
This is Regina.
Regina, how are you?
I'm great.
Now, what is the thing that made you cry?
I bawled my eyes out at the Ariana Grande video to Thank You Next. All the old movies.
Why?
Oh, my gosh.
Because my daughters grew up on those, and it just really made me miss my girls.
Aww.
They're 25 and 28, and it just bawled my eyes out.
That is so cute.
Are you still the cool mom?
I don't know. You have to ask my daughter.
You are. You'll always be the cool mom. That is really, really sweet. Thanks for sharing.
Thank you. We appreciate it. We love you, too. Brittany, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What made you cry?
I was watching a 60 Minutes episode with my boyfriend, and I just started hysterically crying.
Why?
What were they talking about that made you cry?
It was actually really sad. It was a couple that they followed for 10 years with the wife had Alzheimer's.
Oh, now you're bringing me down.
That is, like, understandable. That is sad, yeah.
Brittany, that was terrible. I can't believe you're making us sad this morning. Oh, no. Thank you.
Nicole on Twitter said, I was listening to Dare You to Move by Switchfoot yesterday at a Starbucks and started thinking of A Walk to Remember and started sobbing inside of the Starbucks.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
And then Salvador said, I cried watching a Cirque du Soleil act. It was kind of embarrassing.
Oh, this song is so good. Can I just tell you, Switchfoot? I love Switchfoot. I've always wanted to see them live. I've loved them, too, and I discovered them also on the Walk to Remember soundtrack when I was in fourth grade.
Oh, here you go. Get your crying.
Oh.
Yeah.
Welcome to existence.
Gosh, it's so good. Oh, yes!
How long do I get to the good part? Hopefully it's quickly.
Like one more little mini chorus.
I'm going to wait for it. Please don't start crying when they get to the hook.
I might.
Here it is. Turn it up.
You can feel it. Oh, Liv is lip syncing.
Oh, what a bop.
Oh, my gosh. I could literally start crying right now. I'm not
kidding. Do it.
You want me to try?
Shane on A Walk to Remember, by the way, is one of the hottest main guy characters in one of those early 2000s movies ever.
Absolutely.
So hot. I can't think of... Is his real name Shane? His real life name?
But this song also reminds me, isn't it in Cinderella Story as well?
It might be. But coming up in the garbage, this sitcom star got emotional, speaking of emotions, about her health problems. Sarah Silverman responded to Nick Cannon calling her out for hypocrisy, and Kim Kardashian opened up about her ecstasy days.
Ooh, all right. Well, sorry. You made me cry so much that I accidentally deleted the wrong thing right here. So now I'm sad that I messed up. Can you give me a second here?
Sure.
To stall.
What song are we going to play?
I don't know.
What do you have in mind?
I'm trying to find it.
I still want Lady
it.
Gaga applause. That's what I requested yesterday.
Oh, well, then here you go.
Oh, that's not it.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Sarah Silverman is addressing Nick Cannon's resurfacing of a past tweet of hers, which he accused of being homophobic, while defending Kevin Hart, who stepped down from hosting the Academy Awards following a backlash over his past homophobic comments. Cannon shared old tweets from Silverman, Amy Schumer, and Chelsea Handler that he says also used homophobic language. Silverman shared a thread on Twitter by Greg Hogben, an LGBT and women's rights advocate, who explained why the comments weren't homophobic. He wrote, "The thing is, a lot of gay guys didn't take offense to these comments because we didn't feel the violence or malicious intent behind it, because we knew they were jokes, because we knew these people were LGBT allies." Porkchop, as a member of the LGBT community, if you know somebody is quote unquote an ally, do you care if they use homophobic slurs?
No, I don't.
Okay, so you agree with him.
Now, yeah. What about if somebody says something that is offensive to most people, then you're like, no homo?
I feel like that saying is just old and outdated. You know,
so that doesn't count either. Okay.
Old and outdated. There you heard it here first. Kim Kardashian on her friends and family. Kim Kardashian talked about letting her friends and family know about how she recently revealed she had used ecstasy.
People that were close to me that obviously know that life of mine, they're like, I can't believe you said that. And I was like, well, I mean, I never really hide anything. It's just weird to people. Like, I've done ecstasy, but I don't drink. I don't smoke weed. I don't do anything. So it's weird to like have done that, but I think that I was so young.
When will she reveal she has a fake butt?
She's not going to reveal that. She also talked about how her mom is the one who convinced her to stop taking ecstasy.
We always had such a close relationship. So I would come home and be like, oh my God, mom, I did ecstasy last night. And she was like, you one day, you're not going to be able to have babies. You can't do this. You're going to ruin yourself. She was so upset. And I just was like, you know what? She's so right. I'm so over it. Like, this is so not me. And I never did anything again.
Sarah Hyland revealed that she had a second kidney transplant leading to mental health struggles that had her contemplating suicide. The Modern Family actress had dysplasia. The condition required a kidney transplant in 2012 that she actually got from her dad.
But what most people don't know is that about 2 years ago exactly, I went into rejection. Saying that out loud is weird. Whoa, I don't cry. This is... You know... When a family member gives you a second chance at life and it fails, it almost feels like it's your fault. And it's not.
And an upstate New York newspaper published an article about actress Julia Roberts with a headline praising her holes. The Post Journal in Jamestown, New York, topped a Saturday article about Julia and her Amazon show Homecoming with the headline, Julia Roberts finds life and her holes get better with age. The paper admitted to making a huge spelling error, no pun intended. It published a correction saying it was supposed to say her rolls are what's getting better with age, not holes. So awkward. That is the garbage.
All right. Thank you, Alex. Coming up next here on the Joe and Alex Show, who on the Joe and Alex Show did an embarrassing drunk dial? There's actual audio that we are going to play for you next. Also, we want to hear from you about just times that, you know, you couldn't handle the alcohol or the liquor and it kind of embarrassed the crap out of you. Next on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Wow, this is going to be embarrassing. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. If you have ever drunk dialed somebody or you have a story, this is where you join in the conversation. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. It seems like everything nowadays is being used against people from their past. And I figure, you know what? I'm going to bring something up from my past so nobody can use it against me.
You're going to get in front of it?
Exactly. I'm going to do spin control here. There's audio from back in 2007, and I don't know what I was doing with my life. I just was like 21 or 22, and I had a crush on my buddy. His name was Eddie. His sister, Kelly, I really had a thing for her. I thought she was hot. She was really cute.
Yeah, everyone has that friend that has like a cute older sibling.
Exactly, and that's all it was. It was an innocent like, hey, she's hot, and she's still in the Army now. She's really high up there. But I don't remember the exact circumstances. I think we were at like a barn party, and we were playing beer pong and like flip cup, and I guess I got really, really drunk, and I drunk dialed her, and there's a voicemail.
Oh, yikes.
Yeah. Should I play this voicemail audio?
1,000%, please.
I don't think it swears. I didn't really check it again because it's really hard to listen to, but this is me. Listen to how gone I was and this embarrassing drunk mail voicemail that I left.
Hey, Kelly. Hey, Kelly, what's up? It's Joe.
Does that even sound like me?
Oh, my God.
I don't believe this is you.
Listen, I'll play it. 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. Here it is.
Hey, Kelly. Hey, Kelly, what's up? It's Joe. It's 2:15 in the morning.
See, so I'm kind of sober, 2:15 in the morning.
I love you, and we should get married.
Oh, my gosh.
This is not your voice.
It was. It was. I was really...
Your voice all of a sudden got way more high-pitched. What did you do? Do reverse puberty?
No, if anything, it sounds like it's deeper.
Deeper
now.
No, it doesn't?
Yeah,
yes, it
does.
Listen.
I don't know. I'm just going to see what's up. I hope you're having a good holiday. Give me a call back, though. I'm off till Monday. It's your other boyfriend. I know you're engaged or whatever, but...
Oh, my gosh. You're not slurring at all, which I think is more embarrassing.
But I was gone, though.
Hey, it's me, Joe. I love you. Call me back soon. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
This is not you.
Alex, I swear to God, that's me. I was young. I was just 21 at the time. You don't think that's me?
Your voice sounds deeper on the phone than it does now on the radio.
No, I think it sounds deeper now. He sounds so young there, but it does sound like him.
You sound like you're 45 in that call.
What?
Alex, I was gone. Pork chop, please listen right here. Listen to this audio. Alex doesn't think this is me, and I'm admitting. I'm trying to get ahead of this before it ever comes out one day to bite me in the butt. I'm taking like ownership of it. This is me, drunk dialing my friend's sister, who actually was engaged at the time, confessing my love for her.
Hey, Kelly. Hey, Kelly, what's up? It's Joe. It's 2:15 in the morning. I love you, and we should get married. I don't know. I'm just going to see what's up. I hope you're having a good holiday. Give me a call back, though. I'm off till Monday. It's your other boyfriend. I know you're engaged or whatever, but hey, it's me, Joe. I love you. Call me back soon. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
That's not Joe, is it, producer Borka?
I think it's Joe.
It does not sound like you at all to me.
Ashley.
I don't think anyone listening believes that that's you.
833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. Ashley, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. First things first, do you think that's me?
No.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
It sounds nothing like you.
Well, this is good if it ever tries to get used against me again. Now, do you have a story about a drunk dial?
Not a drunk dial, but a drunk experience.
Oh, okay. What happened?
So it was not long after my 21st birthday, and it was New Year's Eve, and I wanted to get drunk for the first time. So we went to a party out of state, and I got really, really drunk to the point where I passed out in the party's bathroom stall, and they had to come and get the security guard to come and get me and carry me out. But he was like, this isn't a normal drunk. This isn't a normal drunk. Like, I got drugged or something. But it was just really, really drunk. And my boyfriend at the time had to take me to the hospital. I threw up on him once they said.
Yikes.
I projectile vomited.
Okay, we got you. We got you. Listen, it's bad enough.
After they said that they'd have to pump my stomach. And then, so they didn't have to do that. And then my brother was there because they got panicked because he was there too. And they were all worried, and I was crying and freaking out. And to my boyfriend at the time, I was like, are we not going to be able to have drunk sex now? it was really embarrassing. And
what did you drink, Ashley? I'm always curious for when that happens to people. Do you remember what you had?
I have no clue. I honestly don't remember the night. It's
been told
to me.
Must have been tequila.
Yeah.
See, I will say I've never been so drunk that I've had to get my stomach pumped. I haven't ever had alcohol poisoning. Have you?
Yeah, me neither.
I've never had that happen.
I had a buddy of mine, his girlfriend broke up with him, and we had like a big party that same night. And he didn't keep it all, but his mom blamed me because he was like lifeless. He drank like a fifth and a half of, what is it, UV Blue or something?
Oh, my gosh. Fifth and a half?
Yeah, he just drank and drank. I didn't know this. We were having the party. I was the DJ because I had all the DJ equipment. And they're like, hey, your buddy, I'm not going to say his name, your buddy's like, he's not moving. I'm like, what the hell's wrong with him? So his mom got home just then.
Yikes.
We had to take him to the hospital. They had to pump his stomach. It's
what a dumb thing. That's another thing I don't like. Like, if someone or, like, one of your friends drinks too much and then it lands on you and it's like, dude, I'm not their parent. I'm not just sitting there watching them, monitoring how much they drink. If they get too drunk, yeah, I'll take care of them, but I'm not going to like be sitting there counting their drinks. But I actually had a friend who went to a really prestigious college, and she drunk dialed her professor.
Oh, no.
When she was drunk, it was right around finals of her junior or senior year in college, and she drunk dialed her professor's cell phone number because it was online on their online syllabus, and just went off and said how awful the class was,
no.
How he was an awful professor, how no one liked him.
And what happened to her?
Failed the class.
Yeah, I think that she had to like meet with the dean and
Yikes.
Stuff.
I thought you were going to say that she propositioned him or something.
Well, she was on the tennis team too.
Did she get kicked off the tennis team?
I'm not sure if she got kicked off the tennis team or not. I mean, I'd be shocked if she didn't.
Because you always hear stories like when you're drunk, you're like, maybe she had the hots for this guy. She's like, hey, you're really hot. I got a thing for you. All right, hold on. What is this audio here, Porkchop? Porkchop says to play this audio. Let's see what this is.
Hey, Kelly. Hey, Kelly, what's up with Joe? I love you. I love you. I love you. We should get married. I love you. I love you.
Wow.
I love you.
We should get married.
I hope you're having a good holiday. I love you. I love you. It's your other boyfriend. I love you.
Oh.
I love you. I know you're engaged or whatever.
Ugh.
I love you.
Yikes.
I love you. I love you. Call me back soon.
Sorry, Joe.
Well, thanks, poor chap. Coming up next, we got your dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show. Don't go nowhere. Dumb people unite and sing this song. It's time for the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
All right, I imagine you got to be pretty drunk to try to pull this one off. Let me know what you guys think. Police in Canada pulled over a guy on Friday night because they suspected, this guy, I think he's drinking and driving. So they pulled him over, and their suspicions, they were dead on. They were confirmed. They asked the guy, hey, can you show us your license and registration? And he presented them with this. What do you think he gave the officers? Because he didn't give them a license and registration. What do you think, Alex?
Was it one of like a fake McLovin license, like from the movie Superbad?
That's not a bad idea. That's a good guess. But no, it was not a fake ID. Nothing to do with identification.
Oh.
Liv the Web Girl, what do you think?
I was going to say a passport of Kim Jong-un, but I don't know why my mind went to that.
Probably
because you're like mad at me thinking I'm a dictator, Kim Jong-jo or something like that. Poor Chop. The guy's supposed to give the cops a license or registration. What do you think he gave them instead of a license and registration? It obviously showed to them this guy's drunk.
A ticket that's 2 years old and unpaid.
That sounds like you, though.
Ooh.
No, this drunk dude gave the cops a hamburger.
I would take that if I was a cop.
Yeah, same, honestly.
So you guys would easily be paid off? Yeah, he gave
if
them
it was
a,
warm.
He handed them a hamburger instead. He was too drunk to even take the breathalyzer.
Ooh.
They had to take him to the hospital, and
not
he
good.
Had to get his stomach pumped and all that. But he was arrested for drunk driving, but I assume it was a fresh hamburger. Like, he probably just went to some place and got it to go.
Yeah, I would have let him off for that.
Okay, well, good thing you're not in law enforcement. That right there is your Dummy of the Day on the Joe and Alex Show. You can check it out at joeandalexshow.com. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Call the Joe and Alex Show now at 1-833-JOE-ALEX. Call right now. 1-833-563-2539.
And did this randomly come to you, Alex, or what's the deal with today's topic?
I was watching When a Stranger Calls last night from 2006. There's an original one from 1979, but the 2006 one has Camilla Bell in it. And I remember that being massively huge, actually, when I was in middle school. And that was one of the best, it still is to me, one of the best scary movies of the last, like, I don't know, 20 years. It sticks out to me as such a good thriller. And if you remember, you know, this girl is babysitting, mm-hmm. and she keeps getting strange phone calls.
Hello?
Have you checked the children?
It's so good.
I hate this movie.
But the house that this girl is babysitting in, she's babysitting for these like super wealthy people. It is unbelievable. There's like a pond with like a fog machine and all this crazy greenery. It looks like the Grand Ole Opry Hotel in there, and a bridge that you walk across the pond on, and these giant glass windows. And that house has always stuck out in my mind as, man, that is a house I've always wanted to live in.
Why would you want a creepy house like that?
Well, I don't want the babysitter guy calling me, but the house without the creepy,
it comes with it.
Without the serial killer, I would love to have that house. So it made me think, like, man, there are so many amazing houses from TV shows and movies that all of us grew up wanting to live in so bad. So what was it for you?
Let's talk to Jamie this morning here on the Joe and Alex Show. Jamie, what is the house you'd want to have?
Mrs. Doubtfire's house.
Oh, hello!
What was it about that house?
Well, I grew up in a simple tiny ranch home that was built in the 60s that my parents never updated. So it just seemed really glamorous and huge, like I would have all this space.
It was a really nice house. Like, it was just a nice, like, upper middle class house. I can see that.
I agree. And I think ever since that house, I was determined as an adult to have at least a two-story house where I had an upstairs.
And
which
do you?
I do now.
Yay!
Moving on up.
Look at that.
Hey, Jamie, thank you for calling in to the Joe and Alex Show. 833-JOE-ALEX is the number. That's 833-563-2539. Let's say good morning to Cletus. Hey, buddy, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What's going on?
Oh, I'm so excited. I've never made it on here before.
What do you got, man? What would yours be?
Oh, good. Oh, the Beverly Hillbillies house. Oh, go from hillbilly to high living there, boys.
I love that your name is Cletus. You have a southern accent, and you're talking about the Beverly Hillbillies.
Oh, you know it. Mama knows how to name the boys, me and old JoJo.
Oh, dude, we love you, Cletus, man. Thanks for calling into the Joe and Alex Show, man. We appreciate you. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. For me, I think you guys are going to poo-poo me on this one, but I just think it's maybe because it's so iconic, but it's a house I wish I did live in, and that would be
whatever
the Full House house.
See, Full House, their house was like normal, but it wasn't anything spectacular to write home about. Like, I wasn't like daydreaming about living there in that house. Maybe with the people, but the actual house itself, I don't think I cared about.
Haters. Haters, haters,
yeah.
Haters.
The house was okay. I never even, honestly, I don't like the show Full House. I
it's
know
okay.
That's an unpopular opinion.
You know what?
It's all right.
You too.
I loved it when I was little. When I was in elementary school, I read the books and I watched the show. I loved it, but I don't like it now
like
that
it.
Much.
I never liked it.
All right, well, then tell me something you did like, Live of the Web
now,
Girl.
Now, the best house of all time was Smart House from the Disney movie Smart
yes.
House.
Yes.
I don't even know what that is.
What? Oh my
gosh.
It's
the original Alexa.
Yes, it really is. It's the original Alexa. It's the original Siri.
Yep.
It's the, I mean, it's amazing. She can make you a smoothie. If you drop your smoothie, the carpet just vacuums it up. It's a smart house.
Yeah, it did everything for you. It was very futuristic.
Very futuristic, way before its time. It would pick out your clothes. You could have your entire wall.
Because the kids in that movie, their mom had died or something. So the female house, it had a female personality and a female voice. It was almost like their mom, but then she
That's
got out of
creepy.
Control. She got too much power, and so they had to kill her.
Yeah, yeah.
Spoiler alert.
But without that happening, that is still my dream house. You would never have to worry about like cleaning your room, anything.
Let's talk to Jeremy on the Joe and Alex show. Jeremy, what house would you want?
I would say the mansion from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yeah.
I think that was really it for me when I was a kid. I would dream of, you know, living in a house that big, you know, with the butler and everything. I think it was the best.
Oh, the butler brought it over the top. Absolutely. Yeah. That's the dream.
In West Philadelphia, born and raised on the playground is where I spent most of my days. Chilling out, relaxing, relaxing all cool, and all shooting some b-ball outside of school. When a couple of guys that were up to no good started making trouble in my neighborhood. I got in one little fight and my mom got scared. He said, "You're moving with your auntie and uncle in Bel-Air."
Look at that.
Cabin when it came near, okay. The license plate is fresh. Dice in the mirror.
Okay, if anything, guys, I think we get the point.
Oh, Jeremy, how dare you song shame me? All right, thank you, buddy. He's like, you know what? Never All mind. Right. I don't want to live there anymore.
Yeah, he's regretting calling us.
833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. Live the Web Girl. I'm going to give you and I an honorary hype horn. Because that was really, really good what we just did right there.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Why isn't anyone saying, hey, Arnold?
Well, well, well. Amber, what do you got?
I would like to have the house from Casper, the one with Christina Ricci.
Was that kind of a spooky house?
Yeah, but, I mean, remember the basement and all, like, the hidden doors and stuff? It was awesome.
Why do you want hidden doors? What are you hiding, bodies?
Well, remember when she rode down the stairs and stuff in that chair and it went through and, like, brushed her teeth and everything?
You just were like an assistant to help you get ready. Okay, I see where you guys are all going with this one. Hey, you know, we're getting a bunch more calls. Maybe we'll get some more from you. 833-JOE-ALEX. Let us know whether it's a TV, movie, cartoon, what house you'd want to kind of like live in, kind of like the dream thing. We'll talk to you next. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Call the Joe and Alex Show now at 1-833-JOE-ALEX. 1-833-563-2539. Call right now.
If it could be from a TV, a movie, cartoon, whatever, what house would you love to have, like to live in? Alex wants to live in this really creepy, creepy house, which I would say hell to the no. You're like, well, as long as it doesn't have that creepy guy that calls up randomly and just asks you to check on the children.
Hello?
Have you checked the children?
Other than that,
from When a Stranger Calls, that's the house that I always wanted to live in.
She'd love to live there. What is it for you? 833-JOE-ALEX. Clarence, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What would you have?
I love the house on 13 Ghosts.
Ooh, I got to look that up. I don't remember what it looked like. Describe it.
Yeah, tell us about it.
It was mainly all glass. Almost every other room was completely glass. The walls were glass. And the house would actually shift at times. The only bad thing, it was demented ghosts trapped down in the basement.
Oh, that's it? That's better than radon being stuck in the basement, I guess.
I see it. I see pictures of it. Yeah, that's wild.
Would you want to live there, Alex?
I don't know. It's a little bit kind of like futuristic. It almost is like you're inside of a robot or something. It's kind of mechanical looking.
That's how the house in When a Stranger Calls.
Well, When a Stranger Calls house is very modern decorated. This is like, it looks like a robot. I mean, it's like gears and stuff.
All right. Hey, Clarence, man, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. Let's go to Leah. This is a good one. I can't believe nobody said it. Leah, tell everybody what house you'd love to live in.
The house from Home Alone.
Oh, yeah, that thing is huge.
Such a good one. You know, that was the house from the 90s. It was like, you know, a dream, wealthy, like upper class house.
Yes, but I do want to clarify. I would have wanted to live there as a child because I'm as an adult, there's no way I'm going to pay for that electric bill. Oh.
No doubt about it. That just gives me like anxiety thinking about how much those lights would cost.
It was so nice.
Yeah. Hey, thank you for calling in this morning. We appreciate you, Leah.
Thanks, guys.
You have a good one. Angela, you're on the Joe and Alex show. Tell everybody what house you'd love to have or live in.
The mansion, like lake house on It Takes Two.
Such a good one. How old were you when you first saw that movie?
I was like 8.
Yeah.
Can you describe it? Because I don't think I've seen it before.
It's like this big gray mansion on a lake, and like on the other side of the lake is a kids camp that the guy owns, and it's just this big giant house. It's amazing.
It's stunning.
All right. I like the lake thing. I'd love to have water on my property, so maybe I'll live there. But
they have horses.
Ooh, now you're selling me there.
Yeah, they also have a butler.
Okay.
Oh, yep, butler.
I think every property with a butler has a definite upside to it. You can't go wrong with that. Hey, thank you for calling in this morning, Angela.
I'm still offended nobody has said, "Hey, Arnold's room."
I know. I'm surprised by that. It wasn't that like a big, it was on top of the like the building, but it was like a big, like you could see the stars and the stuff in the sky.
Well, he had a skylight roof. He had like a wall in front of his bed on an incline with little steps built into it so he could walk up into the like roof of the skylight. Yep. I mean, it was the coolest. It had all these built-in shelves. Every kid wanted Hey Arnold's room.
Let's talk to Courtney on the Joe and Alex show. What is it for you, Courtney? What house?
The house from Secret Garden.
Ooh.
It was this, like, English movie, like, and they had, like, butlers and maids and chefs, but there was, like, hidden doors and, like, secret passageways and, like, rooms with locks and, like, crazy gardens and a maze.
What's with all you ladies calling in today that like all these secret rooms and doors? What are you hiding? Is it, like, your shoes and your clothing?
I hated that movie. That movie was too dark. It was a dark, like, ambiance that it had that I did not like as a kid.
Oh, I hate anything with dark ambiance. Law and Order always has dark ambiance. Yes. I can't watch it.
Yeah, like, the Secret Garden, everything was black and gray and dark green. It's just, I don't know. It's something about the mood of it. I didn't like it.
But as the movie progressed, the flowers bloomed.
That's
and, like,
true. Took too long to get there.
Right?
Yeah, but the house, I mean, from a garden perspective, of course, it's Secret Garden. They did have beautiful landscaping.
Oh, that's always something that matters.
As a kid, imagine being able to, like, go through secret doors and, like, sneak around. Like, how cool.
Hey, thank you for calling in this morning. We appreciate it. Lo, hit us up on Twitter, at Joe and Alex Show. Nobody said the castle from Princess Diaries. Am I missing out on this one? Is that a good one?
It's pretty good, yeah.
Yeah, I like that one.
Ooh, I like Austin's. He says the Great Gatsby, the mansion from that.
Oh, yes.
That
Richie Rich's house.
Oh, yes. What about the kid from Blank Check? Remember that house?
I don't know what that is.
Either. It's too old for us.
Excuse me.
Too old.
That is a classic. Pork Chop, chime in right now and let these ladies know that Blank Check is a classic movie.
Never heard of it.
Sorry.
Oh my, what world are we living in now? Guy, I don't even, Alex, what's going up in the garbage?
You won't believe who almost starred in A Star Is Born instead of Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga. And this singer thinks that he's the new king of R&B, which has a lot of artists upset.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Man, tomorrow is going to be an amazing show. Of course, we're going to tell you what we're into around 8:08. We've got an Amazon Echo Dot. We'll do it at 8 o'clock, part of the 12 Dots of Christmas, hooking you up. But before we do all that tomorrow on the Joe and Alex Show, it's Joe's Journey, and we do that at 7:50. And guess what? There's going to be another week of punishment. This is amazing.
Woo! I brought the box of shame. Did you see it?
It looks amazing.
Look, so nice. Look over your computer.
Oh, I've seen it. Pork Chop, have you seen the box of shame?
You're going to be the one doing it.
Yeah, I'll definitely see it tomorrow.
Well, let me
defend myself. I got in a car accident on Saturday, and that was when I was going to work out, and that messed me up, and then we had Santa Slam. And so, yeah, I have not worked out this week.
Been busy, but you can't let that be your excuse.
I was in a car accident. Be more sympathetic,
well,
Alex.
It doesn't matter. You've got to work out, even if you got a broken leg. I'm just
kidding. Liv didn't care that I was sick. I even asked, can we make an exception?
I think working out sometimes can be good for you if you're sick, like a good
Not like me
yoga.
When I couldn't breathe.
I think it's good for you.
It's cool.
I mean, obviously, don't overexert yourself, but a good yoga. All I hear from you guys is excuses.
You can see how upset Liv is that she lost the first week fair and square. That she doesn't care if you're in an accident, if you're sick. She wants revenge by any means necessary.
No, because I think if you let yourself make those excuses, you're going to find an excuse for every single week.
Liv, I was in a car accident.
You were fine.
Yeah,
so
I was.
Listen to her.
I was concerned and I was like, oh my gosh, are you okay? And you're like, yeah, I'm totally fine.
But I was not emotionally fine
but
go
time,
work
what
out.
What time did you get in that car accident?
Like, it was hours, 6, 7, 8 o'clock.
Okay, 6, 7, 8 o'clock. Why didn't you go on a walk at like noon?
Because I was a...
Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
I was Uber driving to make money to buy your Christmas present.
Oh, well, now I feel bad.
Now it's awkward for
See,
everybody.
The excuses are endless with these people.
All right, joeandalexshow.com to check out anything you might have missed, but that's what's happening tomorrow. You can also follow us on social media. It is at Joe and Alex Show for our Twitter and Instagram. Alex, Liv the Web Girl, producer Porkchop, who's going to feel the pain tomorrow. Let's all get out of here. Let's say goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.